It's so icy, Walk Dog, man. Catch me on one of the biggest platforms in the city, man. Bodega Talks, man. Y'all tap in with these folks.
Yeah. Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy, Black Zini. And on this episode, we're with Big Walk Dog, an artist from the heart of Mississippi whose southern gusto, hard-hitting cadence, and coup de grace hooks has him representing his city amongst the new 1017. Growing up in the Delta region of Mississippi, Big Walk Dog stands 10 toes down at 6'8", with a love of music that's been around him his whole life. Starting off independent, he would soon catch the ear of Gucci Mane and would sign to 1017 Records. His name would hit the airwaves with songs like Poppin', Circle K, Whole Lotta Ice, Tyson, and Came From the Bottom. Only just getting started, Big Walk Dog is serving the real deal and intends to tower over his home state as well as the rap game.
What's up, dog?
Damn. First thing on the show taller than me.
Whew, it's cold outside.
Yeah, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy, Black Zini. It's a cold-ass Tuesday. We're back in Ridgewood, and I'm here with Mississippi Zone.
So icy walk
big
dog,
big dog, walk dog. Wait, big walk dog. I have to ask you. Well, first, I'm going to ask you to tell people a little bit about yourself.
Man, shit, man. Big walk dog, man. Mississippi, man. South from the South, man. Trying to goddamn just keep pushing with this shit. Just trying to be the person goddamn that represent the South, man. Big walk, that's just who Big Walk Dog is, man. The representation of the South, man.
My first question is about your name. Where did it come from? How did you become Big Walk Dog?
I've been Big Walk Dog since second grade. Well, I've been Walk Dog since second grade. My last name, Walker. So people just been saying Walk Dog or Walk since I was like second grade. So shit, you know, shit, I just put the big with it. Cause you know that just like a little rap shit, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just put big with the motherfucker. I got that from my last name though, Walker. My last name, Walker. So, and I, like I said, I've been it since I was second grade, bro.
Okay, bet that. So you started out in Tennessee, right? Then moved over to Detroit.
See, my dad was born in Flint, Michigan, so I was living with my dad. Then I moved to Memphis, but I'm Mississippi all the way to the ball,
okay.
When they say Walk Dog, you're Mississippi to the
group. So you started, it was in Mississippi first, then Detroit.
Now it was Mississippi, then Tennessee. See, like I never-
Mississippi, then Tennessee,
see, I was kind of like the Detroit shit. That was like when I was a kid though.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So that was earlier.
Yeah, that was earlier. See, my family, my dad's side, yeah.
Then it was, but that was too early on to like you remember
shit. Yeah, I couldn't even
like
get, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even say I'm from Detroit like that. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Detroit, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so you signed the 1017, the new 1017.
The new 1017.
You know what I'm saying? So at what point did you realize that 1017 is where you want to be, the new 1017?
Man, shit, to be honest, man, Walk came and got me out of the middle of nowhere, out of the trenches, man. Like, that shit like a dream, man. You, that opportunity to goddamn be with Gucci, like, I couldn't say no. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't say no, man. That shit changed everything about my life. My life ain't been the same since the day I signed the Gucci. Yeah. Everything has changed.
Everything for the better.
Man, everything for the better, Ryan. I'm telling you.
Glad to hear it. Well, it's New York. You know how we get down.
Man, I love it.
We got bodegas. Obviously, you've been to one. You had to have been to a couple.
I think I've been to New York when I was a kid, but I ain't never heard this chop cheese.
Never run down. Okay,
shit.
Okay.
See,
well,
they ain't never fucked with me like this. Take me to one of these motherfuckers, man.
Let's go, man. After you, we're gonna roll over here.
Let's do it.
We're gonna get right with my mans.
Yes, sir.
One thing about bodegas, them bitches is well heated.
Man,
so
feel good in them motherfuckers.
All right, man, as part of the show, we like to give our artists some money.
Okay, talk to me. That sound good. Little Dub Club, motherfucker. You come to New York, you get a dub, man.
It's the Dub Club. We like to give everybody a dub. Let them eat. You know what I'm saying? If you get a sandwich or whatever, you're going to tell us a little bit about it when you're done. I know you don't eat meat now.
Yeah, I don't eat meat, man. I'm going to fuck around.
Bread and lettuce.
I'm going to fuck around it.
I'll fuck with it.
What we doing, man?
Hey,
son. What do I want to do? Let me start drinking this motherfucker. A little sweet tea, motherfucker. Little lemon tea, motherfucker, man. Can't go wrong with that pure leaf. What's up, boss, man? I'm gonna give me some mozzarella stick. See, you could just give me four of them, motherfucker. Just four. I fuck with New York, man. Oh, they could talk to Roy. Really on that. Give me some canned or something.
Put some
mozzarella sticks. My car right here, man.
My truck right here.
Man.
A lot of ice, yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Big
up, man. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'm gonna ask my guy though. See, I got. See, I'm from the south, man. I gotta ask my guy though. You don't want nothing, bro? You good? I'm from the south, man. We, you know, we gotta do that. We gotta ask. You can't receive without giving, man.
Really?
You dig?
So, you're from the Delta.
Yep.
I've never been to the Delta.
Right.
One day soon.
One
but,
day.
But tell me about it. What it was like growing up over there.
Man, be honest with you, bro. Like. That's who made me who I am today, man. Like, that's all I know, man. I come from, like, real humble beginnings. I come from really having nothing for real. Like, I ain't, like, I got a saying. I ain't never been poor. So I ain't been broke before.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, I come from that shit, man. That shit, that's a lot of people's story, man. And I feel like I just want to, I'm trying to relate to everybody whose story like that, man. And that's what the Delta is, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm the Delta, too. You know what I'm saying?
I respect it. So sure. Earlier we were talking about you spent some time in Detroit,
yeah,
but it
yeah.
was really only like early years.
Yeah.
Did any part of Detroit stick to you when you moved out of there?
It was really Flint, Michigan.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my
Flint. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
see,
okay, okay,
see,
okay.
See, but my, I got people from Detroit too. Yeah. Though. See, like all
but
my
you,
dad.
You spent time in Flint.
I spent time in Flint. Okay. So my dad was born and raised in Flint. So I spent time in Flint with my dad and moved to Memphis. When I was still a kid, but you know I've been in Mississippi shit since I was bad down up four. So I'm Mississippi to the hard,
to the hard.
I've been in the same, since I was four, I was in the same place. So I was like, to Gucci Sammy in 2021. So I've been in Mississippi since I was
Tennessee,
by four.
After you came back, he was in Mississippi.
See, I was in, see when Gucci signed me, I just had a spot in Memphis. I was just living,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? But that shit like,
right.
See, I be trying to get people to know, when you say Mississippi, the part where I'm from, this shit like Memphis and where I'm from, like this shit like 20 minutes.
Oh, it's not far
so
at all.
So it ain't even far, so.
Oh, okay, I got
so
you.
Sometimes motherfuckers be like, I'm from Mississippi, you probably thinking some shit. But
Speed.
Listen, that's like
nah.
2-3 hours from Memphis,
okay,
you know
okay,
what I'm
okay,
saying?
Okay,
so,
I got you.
See, I'm from
so,
like.
Coast of Louisiana.
Yeah, see.
And then it's like one big, like.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel it. We were talking about some of your recent oldest music. The guy in the thing even knows some of your music.
A lot of ice, yeah.
So let's talk about a whole lot of ice, man. Like the origin.
Man.
Obviously, people are familiar with it. Years later.
When I got signed, man, I did Poppin'. And Gucci hit me. He was like, you got to keep going. You got to do something. Come right behind. Like Poppin' went crazy. You know, that motherfucker did like 47 million. Like, I think the first 2 days that we hit a million. Like, so he like, you gotta come on, do something real crazy. So we was on the way to Atlanta, bro. I bullshit you not. Riding the car on the way to Atlanta. Then I heard the beat. And I was like, damn, I gotta do something catchy. God damn. And I was just like, I was rapping and I said, every time I say a line, I was telling my people, every time I say a line, y'all say, whole lot of ice. So I was like, ice on me hitting, they were like, whole lot of ice. So they were gonna be the real original, they were gonna say the whole lot of ice part. So I just went in the studio, did that shit, man. He was like, I gotta throw Lil Baby on this motherfucker. I'm gonna put Shiesty on them thing. This shit went crazy, bro. Shout out to Baby, free Shiesty, man.
You're 6'8".
Not 6'8".
Tall as hell.
I just be walking like, you know what I'm
saying? So far.
Got the weight of the world on the shoulder sometimes. You be walking like, you know what I'm saying?
So did you hoop growing up?
Man, I couldn't find the love for that shit though, man. You know where I'm from. I played both sports. I was more like on some popular shit. I just did the shit because they let me do the shit. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't, man, bro. I got big out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't have my heart in that shit, man. I ain't gonna lie.
I understand.
I wish I would have took that shit serious too, though. That shit would have been an extra goddamn.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? That would have been something extra goddamn. I'd be a part-time football player, rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Forward.
Come on, man.
Could have been on the NBA team.
You hear me?
G League
10-day contract or some shit.
Between your music and basketball, like let's say you were in Memphis. Would you do something with the Grizzlies if the opportunity came?
Hell yeah, for sure. Goddamn, man, I fuck, you know what I'm saying? I still got family members in Memphis. Like, that's like a second home for, like, Memphis, like, our city type shit. What I mean by big, just our big city. You know how, like, you in a small town or some shit? When you go to Memphis, that's the big city. You know what I'm saying? So shit, goddamn, hell yeah.
Like New York City, then you got Brooklyn.
Yeah, that type of shit. Yeah, hell right, yeah. So yeah,
like boroughs.
Come on, Grizzlies.
So for a period of time, you went to Mississippi State, right?
I went to Mississippi Valley State.
Okay,
man, I went to so many different schools, bro. Just to be doing some shit.
You going to school, man?
Doing some shit. I wasn't even. You know what I'm saying, man? I couldn't stay in 8 o'clock class.
So was it Mississippi Valley?
Mississippi Valley State and Ole Miss.
And Ole Miss.
Yeah, but
so those are the two you went to.
Man, I couldn't fuck with the shit though. I couldn't do no 8 o'clock class, man. That was my only problem.
the song you did, the video you shot, what was that video you shot? It was like Ole Miss and themed. Or was it
that came from the bottom. Yeah, I had an Ole Miss jersey on.
Cause you had an Ole Miss. See, because I thought you went to Mississippi State.
Ole Miss, bro. Then, I got on the Jumbotron. I got videos on the Jumbotron. Ole Miss football team brought me out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cause Mississippi State might be watching. You know, y'all know what it is. Right, come on now. We together on this shit.
All right, so you got upcoming projects. You have a single dropping.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
Man, shit, I'm just got down. I'm trying to hold off on just giving them everything, man, till the album drop, man. I'm going to let y'all, even with the single, I'm just sneak that up on them. I don't even want them, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been giving them so much, man. Info. Yeah, I've been giving them so much, bro.
Surprise,
I ain't going to just say I've been giving them something. I just want them. I want them to have something that they can say, we can keep listening. Like, the whole project, when I give them the project, they can just,
listen
to it unlimited almost.
We not press for
you hear me? We ain't got to keep going back on the same wall. I got to drop something new. He'll hold tape, bro.
Yeah, I feel that.
So, what's your favorite part about New York? Obviously, you haven't been here, what, twice?
Man, I've been, yeah, this is my second time here. Like, man, I don't know, man. New York just, it's not, New York almost like an iconic city itself. Like, there's like, I feel like for some reason, it's on everybody's bucket list to go to. When they say big city, you got to go to New York. New York, like the biggest city you can go to, if I feel like. Like
for me, I feel like Texas. I want to go to Texas.
See, Texas country, no, Texas the South, though. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's the South. It's
everything bigger in Texas. That's what they keep telling me. I'm like, you know what? I want to go eat in Texas.
Man, Texas got that shit, man. Shout out to Texas, man.
Shoot some guns.
You hear me? Like, country shit. I told you, come to Mississippi. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
We ride four-wheelers. We
ride four-wheelers and everything. I'm going to go to the South one day. I'm going to take Bodega Talks to the South one day.
Oh, that shit could be crazy.
So 2020, you worked in a factory for a period of time in Memphis.
Yeah.
And you were obviously recording music at the time as well. What was that like?
Man, I was at UF Foods in Memphis, man. That shit got down. I had moved with my cousin, man. We had to make something shake, man. Shit, slow down now. I ain't gonna lie.
Bread, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, slow down now. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. But like I said, man, I always been that person, man. Shit, I just know when I feel like it's a ceiling over my head. I gotta move on. I gotta find something else to do, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause when I feel like I jump and bump my head or some shit, I ain't where I'm supposed to be at. I'm still trying to jump and goddamn don't. Yeah, you know, no ceiling to my what I'm trying to do. So hell yeah, man. I was doing that shit and the pandemic hit, man. And when the pandemic hit, they put me on furlough. So the furlough, like, they put you out work and they still pay you like a small percentage.
Mm-hmm. Man, they pay you a small percentage of your check.
Yeah, when they let me go home, I ain't come back, goddamn.
Oh, yeah,
I started, I bullshit you not. I was putting out songs. I put out about 3-4 songs. My fourth song, not my fifth song, I think. Gucci signed me, goddamn. During the pandemic. Like, I still have my job. I just ain't go. That shit crazy.
Just in case, he's like, yeah,
just in case.
I go to work.
You know what I'm
go to work today, 3 years, 4 years later. Y'all still got me on the roster.
You know what I'm
might as well.
I still got the number.
Might as well fuck with me. You know what I mean? I still got my punch card.
I still got the number. I call him over right now. Badge. Shout out to Andrew.
I'm cooling. Shout out Andrew.
Mr. Andrew, not firing myself. What's up, man?
Your mom was a big musical influence for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me some of the.
EJ, man, we from the South, man. That shit like bruising almost, just like, man. That shit like a man, I can't explain what like how the music shit. See, when my mama, she just the old school, man, she used to listen to shit like the Memphis shit, Play a Fly and shit. Like, you ain't never heard of Play a Fly? Like,
I've heard of it.
You gotta listen. He a Memphis legend, like that type of shit, Project Pat and shit, like. Man,
I'm gonna look it up.
That's the shit I grew up on, man.
Project Pat and Play a Fly.
Like, Play a Fly. That's a Memphis legend, man. Like, yeah. I grew up on listening to that shit, man.
Just in the roster, watch.
That shit crazy. I'm telling you, man. I bullshit you. I'm gonna have to send you some junk.
Nah, for real. I need, like, I might forget. I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna meet you. I'm gonna be like,
got to. You got to, bro.
That's crazy, though. All right, so you had a mixtape that you just released?
Yeah, Trick City.
Trick City.
I dropped Trick City. Hey, so, that motherfucker went crazy.
What is tricking exactly in your words?
See, it ain't, look, see what people get, they're like. So you saying because of why I call it Trick City? Or you saying what's tricking?
I'm just curious.
I'm just curious what tricking
like,
is.
Yeah, because earlier we was talking about if we jack somebody, like, it
okay,
means
trick.
You
okay,
think
trick.
It means somebody want to fight you.
Yeah, tricking. Shit.
I think it means somebody
where we from, when you tricking, goddammit, you just... You coming out with a little bit too much goddamn bread on some shit you ain't got to put no bread on. You know what I'm saying? Okay. They be like, man, you tricking off. Yeah, you tricking off on that hoe. That's how they say it. You know what I'm saying? man, that nigga tricking off. Oh, he don't do no trick off his money. That's what they be saying. Like, it be like old heads or some, I'm gonna give you an example, old head around them motherfuckers. You know, they be buying, you know what I'm saying? They buy the little, you know what I'm saying? So you like, oh, that nigga tricking off. That nigga tricking off, man. He ain't gonna do no trick off his money.
He's enjoying himself.
You know what I'm saying? That's all he did, really. You know what I'm saying? He spending his money how you want to do it.
All right, man. So let's talk about Circle K.
Circle K.
One of your best songs.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker go crazy. That's a song I did before I got signed. God damn it. That was like one of them motherfuckers. That motherfucker still jumping to this day. That's like one of my top screaming songs still right now. Like, that's the top screaming song I got right now. Over the shit, even the shit that I dropped that with the millions of views and shit. Sir K did that like soon I got signed. God damn it. That motherfucker went up like I had dropped it when I got signed.
Damn.
Yeah, that motherfucker still going crazy. Yeah,
that's gonna be one of those. Yeah, I performed that motherfucker long after.
Yeah, I still perform that motherfucker. I still perform popping and whole lot of ice and Circle K. Them, I gotta do them at shows. Like, if I don't do them, God, shit, it ain't no show.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. People get upset. That's the songs they know. In Mississippi, like, obviously there's a lot of hidden talent.
Yeah.
And stuff. Is there anyone that you think is underrepresented?
It's a lot. Listen, it's so many, bro. It's so many artists. I just wish, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of talent in Mississippi, bro. I bullshit you now. It's so much talent in Mississippi that I can't even put a name on what they missing. Cause you know what I'm saying? They had to spread so much talent down through that motherfucker. Cause you got to think about it. It's some shit that's been so overdue and unseen, mm-hmm, that it's just piled up. You got everybody out there can probably do this shit that the people they signing now can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it get looked over because it really ain't no real scene out there. But I got a partner. He actually from Memphis, man. I ain't know how I shot. That's who I feel like deserve. He go get his pop next. That's my partner. I ain't just saying it because it's my partner, but like that's about the person I see that's next up out that motherfucker. He just got to get his little shine and recognition. It coming though.
Upcoming projects. Tours, shows, tell me about all of them.
Man, I'm finna drop another tape called Playoffs. That's like shit, just giving you some more of who I am right now. Just keep going until this shit do what it's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, when this shit hit the peak, you'll be able to say, man, I seen every step he took. I heard everything he dropped. I seen the progress and shit. So that's all it really is, man. Isn't it? Everything I dropped is just trying to represent the progress I'm trying to make. You know what I'm saying? So you can just see whether you feel like it's progress or not. I'm still trying to, every time I drop, I'm gonna keep trying to advance, man. So, you know.
I hear that. What is one thing you get yourself for the holidays now that you weren't able to get as a kid?
Man, shit, just let me wake up on Christmas. I'm cool, man. We living, man. Shit, this shit gonna be what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't, man. I'm just happy to be here. You know what I'm saying?
I respect it.
This is it.
The 1017 chain, man. What was it like when you first put that on?
It's even more than I don't even call it a chain. It's a hood trophy. Like, sometimes I don't even wear that motherfucker because I just got it just sitting up because that's the starting point and the ending point for this shit. Like, with that chain opened so many doors, and you know what I'm saying? It helped me close some doors too, man. So, man, shit, that 1017 chain, that shit, I'm standing behind this shit. I'm standing behind this shit 100%. That shit tatted on me. I'm standing behind this shit 110%.
All right, my G. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate you, man.
You know it's cold out here.
This shit gonna be crazy, man. Hey, this is a crazy platform, man. Hey, man, y'all gonna be stupid big, man. This shit live, man.
I appreciate it, bro. Y'all ready? Until next time, brother.
Man, I appreciate you. Yes, sir.